The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Of 26 people have banded together to buy a pub in the County Limerick town of Kiltealy to keep it from closing after the previous owners retired. The former Ahern's pub has now been rebranded as the Street Bar. And I'm joined by one of the new proprietors, Noel O'Dea, who's a landscape gardener and, of course, now investor in the public house. Noel, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Clayton. Thank you very much for having me on.
Now, I want to talk to you about Kiltealy, first of all. Could you paint a word picture for us, for our listeners, of what Kiltealy is like?
Yeah, we're just a small rural village in the heart of the Golden Vale. Probably about 80 houses or so in the village. I suppose slowly over the years, all the amenities have closed. The other shops, whatever pubs are there as well, and there's a creamery. Post office, I suppose, a reflection on rural Ireland. You know, we're just a small village just trying to fight our corner and stay alive and stay relevant, you know.
So would you be what they call a Shroudvalley, just one street running along, or is there more to Kiltealy than one street?
No, there's just one main street, and hence the name that we called it, because we did a bit of a competition to come up with a name, generate a bit of interest, and I suppose people growing up would have said colloquially that, look, are you going up to the street tonight, or are you going to the street for whatever? And it's just a name that kind of connotates with the area and the village. So we went with that. And it's a lovely town. It's a lovely little village. We have a fantastic tidy towns. We have a great festival. Mm-hmm. GA Club are very, we're small, but very hard working, you know. So we do our best within the community.
All right. What's your nearest big town?
Nearest big town would probably be Bruff, Kilmallock, and then you're heading towards Tipperary, maybe about 20 minutes. Limerick City is 25. So, you know, we're in a great spot for people if they want to live here.
I was just wondering, if it's that close to Limerick City and to Tipperary, you'd expect it to be something maybe of a commuter town, that people would live there for the pleasures that Kiltealy offers and then maybe commute to work.
It is, yeah. We've had quite an influx of people coming in the last few years, and a lot of them have gotten involved and reinvigorated, I suppose, our societies within the village, you know, and that has been fantastic to us as well. So it's a win-win for everyone, you know.
Now, tell me about the pub that was Ahern's, which is now the Street Bar. What sort of a place was Ahern's?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the building itself has been a pub for up to 150 years. So the last landlady came in 1989, and they were new to the village, but within those 36 years, they became integral to the community, as well as the pub itself. So look, it's been a very vibrant part of the community. As I said, we had three or four pubs. We had two up to just before COVID, and that closed just before COVID. So we were left with the last pub, and of course everything revolved around that pub, community, unions, you know, weddings, funerals and everything. And we just couldn't countenance not having a meeting place for the people in the village, and that's why we set about trying to keep the pub alive, you know.
You mentioned communions and things like that, you know, the celebrations. Did Ahern's, though, offer, maybe have a food offering, or was it simply drinks only?
It's a wait-only pub, so it was drinks only. Now, the proprietor would always, you'd never go hungry. So there was sandwiches, you know, there was cocktail sausages, and you know, if there was parties, there'd be a bit of catering as well. Yeah.
So there was, it wasn't a formal... no formal pub grub, but you'd never be stuck if you had something of an occasion.
Now, exactly, yeah.
When you heard the news that the proprietor was retiring, because that's how it happened, I believe, dismay in the community, I presume.
Yeah, I suppose, look, a few of us probably saw it coming, like Noreen Ahern, the proprietor. She had put so much work and effort into the pub and the community and her family that she was facing retirement. And so it came as a shock, but not a major shock, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So we were a little bit prepared, and we had a little bit of communication with the family beforehand to say, look, if it ever happened, that please give us a call, like, in case it may be sold for other purposes, that, you know, and they did. And in fair, without the family doing that, we wouldn't be here today with the pub still alive.
So, trying to round up investors, I mean, I was reading a report in one of the newspapers to suggest that your investors include a barrister, a psychologist, a solicitor, a pharmacist, a carpenter, an accountant, a teacher, farmers, builders, electricians, and others, including a landscape gardener.
So,
I mean, you've all the talents that are required to do various things if the bar needs any kind of refurbing or anything like that. But does anyone know how to run a bar?
Short answer, Pat, is no. So that was the glaring omission within our group. But we had a fantastic, eclectic mix of people. So when we set about setting up the syndicate, and of course, we started with smaller numbers and it grew. But as people came in to see what we were about, they could see the professionalism of the people that were involved. I'm not talking about myself, I'm talking about other guys within the group. And that was an easy sell then for people to pull them in. Yeah, we hired a bar manager, Eileen O'Dea, and she's been fantastic. She's had a baptism of fire. We opened at the weekend. Incredible amount of people have come to wish us well, you know, within the community and from afar as well. So, and Eileen has her own staff as well involved. So, look, it creates employment as well, Pat, for the village, you know, and it's a win-win, we think, anyway.
Now, one word of caution, you know, the owner of a bar might occasionally stand someone a drink or buy, you know, have a drink for himself or herself. With so many of you, you wouldn't want to start that carry-on. Everyone's got to pay for their own.
Absolutely. And I can tell you for myself, I pay for every single drink since we opened, and I can tell you every shareholder is the same. Look, we have obviously with so many shareholders, we have a shareholders agreement, and because we have a barrister, that's fairly watertight, and a lot of the rules are within that. And we have spoken to a previous setup in Cormac in County Waterford called the Village Inn, where they give us a lot of information, because they did this prior to COVID. They saved their local pub with a syndicate, and they gave us a lot of information on what we should and shouldn't do. And that was a great help, you know. So hopefully we learn by, you know, we won't make too many mistakes. We probably will, like, you know, but we just want people to be patient with us. Like, we're new to the business.
Yeah.
A lot of us have our own business, so we've an idea how to run a business, but not a pub, but we'll get there, you know.
And what kind of a pub do you think it's going to be? I mean, obviously it may change and morph as you get more experience, but, I mean, will you have the big 75-inch screen in the corner so people can watch sport, or are we more likely to see people playing cards of an evening?
It's funny you mentioned that, because we have installed a 75-inch TV. we've got in Sky Sports.
Which is expensive.
Which is expensive, and for a rural pub, it's very expensive. But we just feel like that it's needed within the community, I suppose, and we hope that people will come and enjoy that. So we did a little revamp. We closed for 2 weeks. Noreen closed the 28th of July, and we reopened last Saturday. So we did a bit of a revamp. And we have a card club every Friday night, and those guys will keep going. So we just want to cater for everyone, like, for any walk of life, anybody that wants to have a birthday or anything within the community or outside, are more than welcome, you know. So,
and the question of food?
Food, yeah, again, we won't be, we'll be the same. We're just a wet pub. So, again, like, nobody will go hungry, but with languages and stuff like that, but we wouldn't be doing formally doing food.
So have your dinner at home and then go out for a pint.
Have your dinner, yeah. Have your dinner in the middle of the day, like the good Irish people. So, and then you can come out anytime you like. And everybody is more than welcome.
Very good. Well, we can only wish you well, because, to lose a community resource like that is terrible. I believe there's a shop attached to it as well. What will happen to that?
There is, Pat. There's a shop, and there's actually a large house which we purchased as well. We've put so much energy into saving the pub that we haven't put much thought into the house or the shop, but down the road we see them as a fantastic amenity for the village. So if we were going to do something in the shop, it'd probably be for the community. And we know there's a housing crisis as well, so we're looking at the house. Basically, we ran out of money, so we need to invest if we were to do something with those two amenities, but we will.
Are you all equal shareholders, by the way?
We're all equal, yeah, all put in the same amount. We have 20 shareholders, we have 26 investors. Some people went maybe half and half with some of their shareholders, but we have 20 shareholders.
Right.
And I want to just pay credit to all those people who invested. It's all good and well to have an idea, but they bought into it and they followed through with their money. And then they followed through when we did the revamp, little revamp. And they rolled up those leaves and did all the hard work as well. So, and the community did as well.
Well, you know the way Gordon Ramsay goes back to see a place that he's tried to rescue. What we'll do in a few months' time, Noel, if you don't mind, we'll give you another shout and see how things are going.
Absolutely, Pat. And you're welcome anytime. We have Heineken 00 or we have the Songer stuff, whatever you like, Pat.
Very good. And I'll pay my way, I promise. Great
no
stuff,
problem,
Noel.
Pat.
Noel, thank you very, very much for joining us on the programme. That's Noel O'Dea, who's a landscape gardener and investor in that pub, which is now called the Street Bar in Kiltealy and County Limerick.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.